Good afternoon. We're continuing to look at this presentation on how to engage in the meditation on the four close placements of mindfulness. So we've covered a couple of the outlines completely already, looking first at the observed objects, of which there were four: body, feelings, the mind, and phenomena. And within these four, all existence are included. Thereafter, we looked at the second outline, the way to perform this meditation. And we saw that this was divided into two: those with the first type, which is common to all lineages of practitioners, whether of the hearer, solitary realizer, or bodhisattva type, and then the uncommon way, the unique way that bodhisattvas additionally engage in the meditation on the four close placements of mindfulness. The shared way for all practitioners is that utilizing mindfulness and wisdom together, then the practitioner meditates first on the specific characteristic of the object, coming to know its entity. Thereafter, investigates through the four general characteristics, those being impermanent, suffering, or in the nature of suffering, empty and selfless. So that's the common way to meditate. So then a unique way that bodhisattvas additionally engage is in terms of the observed objects. So whether the body or feelings or mind or phenomena, they approach us not just in terms of their own selves, but all beings. Thereafter, in terms of the mental engagement, bodhisattvas, in addition to meditating on the four general characteristics, also and primarily engage in meditation on emptiness. And then thirdly, the unique way that bodhisattvas engage in this meditation is in terms of their goal, the attainment they're striving for, which is non-abiding nirvana or Buddhahood. And so that then was the second outline, and we started this morning looking at the third, that of the purpose of this meditation, which in brief is so as to enable the practitioner to skillfully engage in the practice of the Four Noble Truths. So this is where we've looked thus far.
That dunga temba kasu kunju temba gokte na lamde ni nyamso lang se ya ji de ne dor la yedu dunga temba ta kunju temba ni pa pa ya ge chi do
And to be more specific, what we've looked at in terms of the purpose of this meditation, which is to enable the practitioner to engage in the Four Noble Truths, what this means is they identify what needs to be adopted and what needs to be abandoned, and then engage in doing that. And what needs to be abandoned are true sufferings and true origins, and what needs to be adopted or cultivated are true cessations and true paths. Today then the session we're going to start to look at in more detail in terms of the practices of what should be adopted and what should be abandoned. The purpose of this meditation then is to practice what should be adopted and what should be abandoned in relation to the Four Noble Truths. So we see that at the top of page 5. Then to expand that a little bit, each of the observed objects that one engages in the practice of the four close placements of mindfulness with regard to relates to the practice of a specific noble truth. So through engaging the close placement of mindfulness on the body, one is engaging in the practice of true sufferings. Through engaging in the close placement of mindfulness on feelings, one is engaging in the practice relating to true origins. Through engaging in the close placement of mindfulness on the mind, one is engaging in the practice in relation to true cessations. And through practicing the close placement of mindfulness on phenomena, one is engaging in the practice relating to true paths. So this is how we see that each of the observed objects of the practice of the close placement of mindfulness relates to one of the Four Noble Truths. Looking at the text on page 5, by point 1, through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body, you will know that suffering is the entity of the appropriated negative state of the contaminated body. Ngāna zhūgī dūngā dīmbē nīsū dī shīnggūwa mārvā, tā ngāna zhūgī dūngā dīmbē nīsū shīnggūwa mārvā, tī zā ngāna zhūgī jēbā chē chē, ngāna zhūgī lū dūngā dīmbē nīsū kī yābū shīngbā, shīngyā shīngbā suhyā tī, hā guyā chē bā tī, nā nyam chīk shīw, chē chē bā chē,
하고야 제연도 되는 예 아까 소리 동안에 민에서 심지 어디래샤서 하고야도 맞지게 내 동안에 민에서 신비로 약보지 깨로다 계산 냠는 체스 동안에 냠는 체스 동안에 민에서 기 신약이 된다게 롭정 체체 롭정 체바들 동안에 냠는 체바서 오래 제 동안에 민에서 때 간에시 우인에서 때 간에시 임바디 하고야게 된다라 맞지게 삼나타 체바체 아니 체바진도 체바들 안 동안에 냠는 체바서 오래
So when we hear here that engaging in through meditating the close placement of mindfulness on the body, one will be engaging in the practice relating to true sufferings. This sounds a little strange, but usually when we talk about engaging in practice, we're referring to strengthening habituation to virtuous minds, trying to cultivate paths within our continuum, or once mental paths have been cultivated, strengthening them. This is usually what one refers to in terms of practice. But here, the meaning is similar, but from a different angle, perhaps we can say. So here, through engaging in the close placement of mindfulness on the body, through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body, this enables us to come to know true sufferings. This practice comes to enable us to know, to understand our actual situation. It enables us to come to understand that the meaning of true sufferings. So this is the what is meant by practicing true sufferings, is to come to understand our actual situation of suffering, or our actual situation in relation to suffering is better.
And in Ashen, Jivarda, Kunju Deba said, Yanzuki, Kunju Deba Yaman Chi said, Kunju Debinisu Shingo, Mare, said the Mashin Baza, the Nigi Shingu loading around to Lake Yagi Tandala. Kunju de Benisu, Shingo, Mare, Sidamashin Baza, the Niki, Shinagi, then a Hako, Lodi, that Mazu Kunju de Palajeva Chese, and the Ganakanetu Chevacha, some time, the Nangazu Kunju de Banyam and Chevasi, or the Kunju de Nisu, Uyenisu Kane, Imbachida, and Topi, Lodi, Mazu Kiagi, Tandala, and Nangazu Kunju de Banyam and Chevasi, or the
And similarly, in terms of engaging the practice in relation to true origins. So here, just like with true sufferings, this is to enable us to come to understand true origins well. So I'm confident that all of you have understanding of what is meant by true sufferings and what is meant by true origins. But we haven't yet come to realize this, in that we have an intellectual understanding, but this hasn't yet been cultivated to a deep enough sense that it has changed or transformed our approach to life. So therefore, we haven't yet come to understand true sufferings and true origins and the way in reality we interact with them, the way they impact on us in reality. So our actual situation, this is not yet known. We merely now have an intellectual understanding. So here, through engaging in these practices, we look to deepen that intellectual understanding so that we come to realize our actual situation.
Kariyorasine, Gordon di study, Gordon di rangi, gula, jeg, rayagi, dondala, azugedi, donyagi, tumba, jeg, dinner, some tavene, the disuena, cause the Gordon yam, never home to Gorwa.
Similarly, with true cessations, through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the mind, we come to understand the entity of what a true cessation is and how it is attained. So here, this practice is to enable us to take our intellectual knowledge and deepen it so that we come to know our actual situation and we come to understand the reality of our situation so much better. And this, therefore, or thereby, has the purpose of enabling us to actually attain true cessations, to cultivate or to attain true cessations. Then fourthly, two paths. So one meditates on close placements of mindfulness on phenomena, and this is related to true paths. So here we come to understand what it is that is causing our suffering and understand the role that afflictions play. So the term is thoroughly afflicted phenomena. See their relationship with true origins and true sufferings. Thereby, we look at how to abandon them, and we see it through cultivating the completely pure phenomena. Here, specifically, one would think of cultivating the wisdom realizing selflessness or the wisdom realizing emptiness. And it's these two, in particular, the direct realization of emptiness or selflessness, that is the completely pure phenomenon that eradicate the thoroughly afflicted phenomenon, the afflictions. So to be able to do this, we need to study and investigate, meditate on the entity of true paths and come to understand in reality what is a true path, thereby knowing this, as well as knowing how to cultivate it within ourselves. We will then strive to cultivate true paths within our own continuum. So we need to understand the entity of true paths, or what is a true path, the meaning that of true paths, but not just intellectually, in the sense that to the extent that it develops the strong desire within us, or the strong desire to develop a true path arises within us. And then we strive to transform our current mental state into paths. And this is how we attain into true paths, and this is how we attain true cessations. So here, through reflecting on the close placements of mindfulness, we come to engage in the practice of the Four Noble Truths. Through the practicing true sufferings and true origins, we firstly come to understand our situation thoroughly, and thereby seek out the origin of our suffering, the cause of our suffering, and this then gives rise to the determination to seek out freedom from the situation, true cessations, and thereby how to achieve the cessations, true paths. This is how the relationship then between the Four Close Placements and the Four Noble Truths. So we need to come to realize our actual situation, how things are in reality right now, so as to be able to completely transform our way of thinking, transform our mind from a mind that is pervaded by afflictions to a mind that is completely freed of afflictions. This is the goal, and this is the method. What we're striving to do here at the outset is to really come to realize our actual situation, the reality of our actual situation, to remove these veils of confusion that still lead us to think that that there's pleasure to be sought for and achieved in samsara, and come to understand thereby true sufferings and true origins. Through understanding in a transformative way true sufferings and true origins, then naturally the wish to abandon samsara arises. And this then is leading us towards giving rise to the determination for freedom, for liberation from cyclic existence. And this realization then is the bridge taking us into the next two noble truths, how to actually achieve cessation, freedom. And this brings us to coming to understand in reality what is a true cessation and what are the true paths that will lead us to that state. Moreover, when we have achieved a path in our continuum, how to cultivate that further to achieve a true cessation, and even when a true cessation is achieved, how to cultivate these further to the achievement of our final goal. Mm-hmm.
Zanda Lu Jemba Nyasha Kombe Sasegi Lu Nengale Yongo Sheba Sidi, Tizan Lu Jemba Nyasha Komyodu, Anne and Dunga Dembala Nyamlinganes Yungure Lavendu, Tizan Lu Jemba Nyasha Kombe Karchi Orson, Sasegi Lu Di Nengale Yongo in by Nengale Dunga Yongo in by Shigo, how Kubo Echere, Tizan Nengale Dunga Yongo Sidi Nengale Labna Juke Kajele. Субудин
Looking then at the first point, through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body, you will know that suffering is the entity of the appropriated negative state of the contaminated body. Here we have the word suffering, so it serves a dual purpose. On one hand, it points out to the entity of our body, the entity of our body, but also it shows the connection between meditating on the closed placement of mindfulness on the body and coming to realize true sufferings. So the word suffering here also has that connotation of referring to the noble truth of suffering. So how is it that through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body that we'll come to understand that suffering is the entity of the appropriated negative state of the contaminated body? Well, through understanding the words here, that question will be answered. Because this body that we have is in the nature of suffering. Suffering is the entity of this body. Why? Because it's an appropriated negative state and it's contaminated. So those words there, appropriated negative state and contaminated, these show that this body can only but be in the nature of suffering. Or its entity can only be suffering. Because through understanding the meaning of these words here, immediately by reading this, we understand that this body that we have attained, it is the basis for suffering. On the basis of these aggregates, we will continue to experience the suffering of physical and mental pain, and the suffering of transient happiness. And the reality of this situation is that for as long as we continue to take such a body, and take is the meaning of the word appropriated, as long as we take such a body, we will continue to suffer. This pitiful situation that we find ourselves in now, of experiencing suffering upon suffering, unwanted state upon unwanted state, unwanted result upon unwanted result, this pitiful situation will continue from life to life. This wheel of samsara will continue to turn unabated for as long as we continue to take this a body that is contaminated, that is a negative state. That is the meaning then of this first point.
And then
A key word here is the word contaminated. Contaminated body. Because not all bodies have as their entity suffering. Those bodies that are contaminated, they are the bodies that have the entity of suffering. And this is because for the reason that a body is contaminated is because it came from causes, contaminated karma. And why is that karma contaminated? Because it was accumulated via afflictions. So because the ripening karmic imprint itself is contaminated, its result is contaminated too. Beings whose bodies follow from karma that is not contaminated by the afflictions, from karma that is uncontaminated by the afflictions, their bodies are uncontaminated. Arya bodhisattvas, so bodhisattvas who have realized emptiness directly, as well as Arya Buddhas, they have a body. Their bodies are uncontaminated and therefore not in the nature of suffering.
ねえ、あれ、どんぐらい、ねえ、あれ、バーゴーレ。あの、どんぐらい、どんぐらい、バーゴーレ。ラヨドン、だ、どんぐらい、バーゴーレ。せ、どんぐらい、どんぐらい、どんぐらい、どんぐらい、だ、ゆ、どんぐらい、チャバ、どんぐらい、スミュー、ベナネ。だ、チャバ、どんぐらい、バ、どんぐらい、シグレ、シグレ。だ、でね、だ、でね、ハゴーで、ちさん、あの、ずぐ、さち、ポンボディ、ハゴー。さち、ポンボディ、だ、どんぐらい、ランシェン、だ、あの、か、そ、チャバ、どんぐらい、ばんごし、や、ど、ま、ずぐ、どんぐらい、ば、ハゴーレ。
So meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body, one comes to know that suffering is the entity of the appropriated negative state of the contaminated body. Here, this is how one comes to realize true sufferings. One comes to realize true sufferings by realizing that the entity of our body is suffering. And why is it so? Because our body is an appropriated negative state, which is a contaminated body, or of a contaminated body. And therefore, it is an entity of suffering. And therefore, it is an illustration of an all-pervasive suffering. Because as long as one has a basis such as this, one has the basis upon which one experiences the suffering of physical and mental pain, and the suffering of transient happiness. That is the reason why this body, being the basis for the first and the second of the three types of suffering, is an illustration of the third type of suffering, all-pervasive suffering. So this is how, through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body, one comes to realize true sufferings. Realizing then that our body is in the nature of suffering because it is an appropriated negative state and a contaminated body, we realize our body is in the nature of suffering, or its entity is suffering, and therefore is an illustration of true sufferings. And because we will continue to suffer as long as we have such a contaminated body, realizing this, naturally the wish to abandon such a body arises.
なんか Saji Rubishina, Saji Dela, Jun Rubishin, that Saji Dela, the Gangashu, the Dugimish, and that's a draw with some big Dela Tardu, some legal watch, than Kala, Inada, Chala, Inada, Mazu Miro, Jorosine, meeting a Jun Ru, that Dinishi, Junshu Tona, Koyum the Jorosi, meeting I call a part talent, see a draw with some legal watch, Dinisa, Junji Tona, Dela, Dead and Jazuke, some Shikigoro. She's an answer in a Mazu Lee Pumbo Delia, Junji Tona, Pumbo Dela Jadu, some Kiwi Chibarida. 먼저 그 마타나 데레타 되게 섬의 기교 말해.
This is just like in our everyday life. If for example, we know a particular type of food doesn't not only doesn't benefit us but actually harms us, we will refuse to eat that kind of food. We will have a strong determination that we will ensure we avoid that type of food. Moreover, if we have some possessions and we know those possessions pose a great danger, we will not use them. Or if we live in an area which we know is a dangerous place to live, a harmful place to live, there is not only no benefit to being here, but danger, we will move from there. Similarly, as a fourth illustration, if we have a relationship with someone, if there's someone that we know, and that relationship is only destructive, not only does no benefit comes from this relationship, but it's only destructive, we will ensure we have nothing to do with that person. That's the point we need to come to here, in terms of realizing true sufferings. The result of this realization is this determination to completely abandon this state, this appropriated negative state. That strength of determination is in direct dependence to the strength of the realization of true sufferings. And that's the outcome we strive for here in the close placement, through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body.
Then Lu Jambanya Jasia, Comia de Bemasi, Kichimura Chagorova, Dinanza, the Carasene, Maranzu, Dunga de Bada Hago, the Kichimachagor, then Maranzu, Jin Chasan, the Dunga de Beginis with the Hamawachi, Digi that about the Koala Corte, but it in the Chabarova. Then I can just have Manzu Karakau Horsen, Dunga, Dunga, Maranzu, then Chidang, Maranzu, Chitimbatu, Dunga, Dunga, the Hago, Mother, you, Dunga, Chabadu, Dunga, the Hakun Hago, Mare. 지난 동화에 동화를 하고 하지 않아 저기 내가 가래 체변에 나도 동화에 동화에 대해서 된다라 나 저기 찍 디시고로 앞에네 돌로라 치고야 만 내가 소화 수부 차기 대해서 내 칼라사게 나기 대해서 하다 되니 제가 동화에 동화에 니 매워서 얘기 된다라 나 저기 비디나 나 저기 레갈이야다 차자 니로와다 가래 체변에 나 신의 Kine Mashi Bado Chaoche Chasan Dumai Duma Sege Donda Diro Chibu Danda Sidikon. Se digi Dumai Duma, then Kiwa Chimachi Yoma. Se digi Dumai Duma, did you go on as a Dumadi? Timado Shinahago Mar. Then D Hago was Dumai Duma Hago was Di Mela Sege Dondala and the main Sava Sugoroa, Duma Duma Mela Sege, the main Sava Suya, and Zugolo Treden Chea, Dulo Quea, and the Nanzo Kala Chasan, Didon Dala Sidikoroa. で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、 하디 동아야 하모 돈돈이 거래 제가 돈돈이 완전 될 자주게 삼아키고 말아 디 돈돈이 되반자 만지 기디나 안은 가서 코와레 타마도 디차와레 제 변행아 저게 창아야 고동에 창망고 동안 저게 신면세 창되게 디 돈돈이 거래 其实你现在的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人生在中国的人 chagido, Kangai, same Maki, which had a chantona, same Kibu chagido, Subo Kale had a chantona, Zubule chagido, then the Jenden died, then Chante Mamma to the Subule, Niada, Kamuchi, or Tinin Sangan Jim. Pierus and Changla Mason, Jun Tongan Digi, Chang Bangore, Jun Matonaji, Changi Pando, the Yendero, Tadigi, Chadi Gidina, Dundung is Dungore, said that Dineta, Chantungan Digi, Gidina. Rasin Dion, Rasin Massimba Chaya de Calahorua, or denying arms with Dundunia de Dundunir Gosene, Dumay Dumada, Casa Chava Dujit Duma Dundunir de Digre, Sachi Kumbo Dundunir Gore, and Dui Dumadi as you could say to Deva Digitam Dundunir Gore, said and did Dundunir as a Dela Jaduka Summer Mede. Dela Jaduka Summer Mede, Dingy the Pantu Go, Mare, Pantu Go, the Pamata was a Gidina to call all the court duty, Dingy Chava.
I want to really emphasize the importance of this first, of meditating on the first close placement, the close placement of mindfulness on the body. This, for us, is of crucial importance because we have yet to realize true sufferings. And how can we say with certainty whether we have realized true sufferings or not? Well, watch your mind and see what you value and what you desire, what you long for, what you strive for, what you're thinking about, what you're trying to achieve. And if you see that it's to the extent that you that it is to achieve pleasures and delights in this world and overcome the frustrations and annoyances of this world, and thereby having to engage in activities which have no more meaning than the achievement of these slight pleasures and overcoming these slight discomforts, to the extent that that is what motivates us, to that extent, we have not yet understood true sufferings. So generally in the world, the first of the three types of suffering, the suffering of physical and mental pain, this is, to some extent, it's understood, it's partially understood in the world. The stronger physical pain everyone rejects. Certainly some degree of mental anguish people reject, physical pain people reject, some degree of mental pain people reject. So this is understood in the world. But, and because that and that alone is understood in the world, then this is where people put their energy into overcoming physical pain and reducing their mental pain. To the extent they understand mental suffering, to that extent they try and reduce their mental pain as well as their physical pain. And this is where their time and energy goes. Keeping the body healthy, keeping fit, keeping the body warm and well fed and in a protective home, and ensuring that the body is as attractive as possible, that the clothing that we wear makes us appealing, that the skin we show, our face, our hair, this is all at least appealing, if not beautiful. So this is what consumes time and energy in the world. And this is because, to a certain degree, suffering has been understood. And that suffering, in this way, through these techniques, one tries to abandon it. The problem, though, is this realization of suffering is so minor that it leads to no lasting transformation. And as long as our understanding of suffering is merely on this level, any thought for liberation remains nothing more than a verbal expression of words. It would carry no meaning. So this perhaps can also be understood through the analogy of someone who's an alcoholic. So if they haven't yet recognized that they are an alcoholic, if they remain in denial of being an alcoholic, in other words, they have not yet come to understand the suffering of their alcoholism, there's no hope at all of them stopping drinking because they haven't recognized the suffering that their behavior leads to. And if they have some recognition, perhaps they are no longer in denial and they've recognized that they are an alcoholic and that it is causing harm in their lives, but they are struggling to transform their behavior, here too, whilst their depth of the realization of suffering that follows their behavior has developed, it is not yet at the point that it does lead to a transformation of their behavior. The depth of their realization of the suffering of alcoholism is still lacking. And if another person who is an alcoholic perhaps has recognized the faults of alcoholism, but they justify it, saying the benefits of their behavior outweigh the harm, how can, with such an attitude, with such a lack of understanding of suffering, how can there be any hope of transforming one's behavior? So through these analogies, I hope that you understand the importance of meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body so as to come to understand true sufferings, to understand the suffering of physical and mental pain on a far deeper level, understanding that every affliction itself, even slight afflictions, are suffering. They are in the nature of suffering. As well as coming to understand the suffering of transient pleasure. Because until we've understood the second type of suffering, our mind and thereby our speech and physical activity will be dominated by trying to achieve pleasure that is momentary and unsatisfactory and always leaves us wanting and unsatisfied. Therefore, this meditation is of crucial, incomparable importance for us. There are two things we don't know and have to come to realize. The one is that the happiness we strive for is contaminated. It is contaminated. Our body is contaminated the happiness we strive for, worldly happiness, is contaminated. It too is in the nature of suffering. And this is the second of the threefold division of suffering, the suffering of transient happiness. We have to realize this. And the second point we need to realize is that our aggregates too are in the nature of suffering. So these two points, worldly happiness and our physical mental aggregates, we need to realize that these two are in the nature of suffering. Worldly happiness is contaminated. Our aggregates are contaminated. And we need to come to know this, and not merely intellectually know this so that we can answer questions or explain it. We need to take the knowledge that we have acquired and integrate it within ourselves, transform ourselves so that we transform what we value, we transform what we aspire to achieve, transform where we put our energy, all our mental energy. This has to happen. And to do this, we need to recognize that worldly happiness has no essence. Experiencing it is not a fault. Longing for it, striving to achieve it, that is the problem, and that comes from a mistaken understanding. This is where we need to put our energy, understanding that worldly happiness is contaminated as our aggregates.
Anda dini ke dunga deha go go enza da ngana tuge tamba nyeja kum sidi da jidang na ngana tuge lu diang lu yi nye su yakwa shi ngana deha go tuga maare da ngana tuge lu di la de da lu di karis tuwa zina o da ni lu di la jike ngana tuge karse sha dan cha dan pa pa dan rugo dan dini ke tso deba deha go tuga re di le shanda ji ngana tuge da mi tsendik ba dan dini ke jeba jike yinba na ha go ma na mi ji yong ngana tuge ni ji yong cha ne Tani shada baba rugo ge di dup di bai shada hagu gul ma da shen hagu du kumara. Tani za tanga zu lu di gungo kanta shi du samda jeba jeyo di kapta nga zu rangi tingi di jeba jamba yi si du rangi tingi siya di jidu rangi lu di gungo di jeba jigo ruwa. Jidu rangi lu di tanga zu dodo tong di gaya di ta jige shada baba rugo di ni so di ba ji. Di ya pa nanglo li pa ji shimju jeba yi na sa tanga chu da me da lung che du chungwa shi. And digi chungwa shi tsobe ge di tsoba che, te tsoba le tene ane tsukdaan, jidaan, rwadaan, riachar chukde, dene ge tsobe ge, ye tsobe ge tsode ge. Desan dene ge dinaanla ina jeba jeba, pe duten dike pa, jik nganzo ge dodo tungko warde ina pa jeba jeba duten chasan, jik chu chungwa ge duten kaka, me dungwe kata kaka, lungwe duten kaka, se duten kaka yue ba che, ane di chasan koronze kaka yue di ba che, dene che. Dinigi ane suk tso ne jubde ba di ngan jage tso ne jubye ba zang ma tso ba ne re ne je ba na ngan dhul wanshi la nang tuk yo ma re nang tuk yo ma re chetan kondzo tso jubde du chen chasang dinigi duji gyebo di tso je jubne ngan jage wangbi shebi ge wakasa wangbo la mi gi wangbo na yu wangbo ne yu wang jie wu lu yi wangbo wangbo ngabo kanghong jili ya nang tuye ki jige yu ji nang tuye ki chan yu du derle suk se che なんと順位で言うてれた即世で、お、即世で、でにしてどうは、すげえ即地でにしてどうは、全部で、だでにげさんたち、もうで箱を借ばちでにはこうで、ランゲ速用をで箱を、ランゲ次にで借ばちで箱をれよ。
So therefore that is the purpose of engaging in the close placement of mindfulness on the body is to realize suffering. And again, to emphasize, realize suffering in relation to that our aggregates are contaminated and that the happiness we long for so, this worldly happiness too, is contaminated. And we start the meditation by reflecting on the specific characteristic of the body. So to a degree, this is quite easy for us because science has presented it well and we understand what lies beneath our skin. And we need to then mentally look beneath our skin, see all these various components that comprise our body, the flesh, the organs, the blood, the various other components that lie below the skin. And then we take it deeper to the particle level, to the various subtler components that are required for this body. So the text will talk about the elements of earth and water and fire and energy, and that these are required, and these are, when they are gathered together, they comprise the coarser parts, and then these, when they gather together, comprise the body. And all of this needs to happen. All these subtle parts need to gather together to create the coarser parts, which also need to gather together for one's body to be able to function as a body and to be recognized as a body. So in this way, we start the meditation by reflecting on the entity of the body, which is the specific characteristic of the body. That was then a review of how to meditate on the specific characteristic of the body. So let's continue to review then also the general characteristics of how to meditate on the body through the close placement of mindfulness, because this is such an important meditation to engage in. Moving to the general characteristics, the first is that of impermanence, which means that this body changes momentarily, making it unreliable, unstable, meaning that it's being impermanent, it will cease. This is an important first point to reflect on. Then we come to the second general characteristic, and that being suffering, or in the nature of suffering. So here, we reflect first that because we have this body, this is the basis upon which we experience suffering. We experience the suffering of a physical, mental pain on the basis of these aggregates. We experience the suffering of transient happiness on the basis of these aggregates. So we reflect here that how it is on the basis of these aggregates, of this body, that we suffer. Then we don't leave it at that. We don't say, okay, I've recognized true sufferings. We go deeper and we look at the causes that led to this body. First, there's the physical cause. So we take this adult state that we're in now, and we trace back through impermanence. We went back to the point of infancy where we were born, and before that, we were in our mother's womb, and that started at the point of conception. So this we can reflect through reflection impermanence, a momentary change. How did we get into our mother's womb? Well, this was on one hand, our father's sperm fertilizing our mother's egg, and this. And the cause that led to that result was their sleeping together due to the motivation that was mixed with attachment. So therefore, due to attachment, the afflicted mind of attachment, our father's sperm came to fertilize our mother's egg, which then grew progressively into this current body. Moreover, our consciousness entered into the our mother's egg at the moment it was successfully fertilized. And how did our consciousness, what was the cause that propelled our consciousness into that fertilized egg? That was our karma. It was due to our karma, controlled by our karma, not our intention. Controlled by our karma. We had no freedom there. And that karmic imprint that propelled our consciousness into the fertilized egg was accumulated by our afflicted minds. Because that karmic imprint was accumulated by our afflicted minds, it is contaminated. That karmic imprint was contaminated. Hence, due to the karmic imprint being contaminated, the karmic imprint that propelled our consciousness being contaminated, and the afflictions being and infusing it with the motivation that led to our parents sleeping together, and thereby our body being formed, our aggregates are contaminated. Our physical and mental aggregates are contaminated, and therefore are in the nature of suffering. And because, therefore, our aggregates are in the nature of suffering, they are an illustration of the third type of suffering, that of all-pervasive suffering. And thereby, we have the basis to experience the first two types of suffering, that of physical and mental pain and transient happiness. So in this way, we come to realize on a far deeper level why our body is in the nature of suffering, and why we will thereby continue to suffer as long as our aggregates are an illustration of true suffering. So this is how one comes to realize true sufferings, based on the meditation, on the close placement of mindfulness on the body.
Lamsa 这个车就是有的东西，就是大把，就是的，但要我给你民族，什么捐献是同样的，当然是捐献同样的，但的捐献同样的，但的来这，他古多啊，什么的来，也个就古，什么东西是另一个话的，就是的那什么当，就是的，就是绿的嘛，人家晓得的那什么公庙的，的那个，绿的，啊，那东西我也不好搞。
We follow this also with reflecting on the on transient happiness, worldly happiness, mundane happiness. Seeing how it in its nature is unsatisfactory because in its nature it is suffering because of the causes it came from too. And it's because worldly happiness is also in the nature of suffering. It doesn't last, it's impermanent, it changes almost immediately into experiences of dissatisfaction, of longing, desire for more, always leaving us disappointed, unsatiated, unsatisfied. We need to reflect then on these two points, seeing how the aggregates on the nature of suffering and worldly happiness is unsatisfactory. It always leads to disappointment. And when, through reflecting on true sufferings well in this way, it leads us to long for something better. And secondly, or accompanying this, it leads us to turn away from being content with such unsatisfactory results, leading us to long for something better.
Samegi deva, deva timbushi yomarva, dangazulu yamere. Meva, dangazu sasegi deva, or daddy sasegi deva, daddy yu dumare, chisantim, the chin, quae, minus of panya, meva, so sometime deva ina. Dangazulia, deva long jets yomarita, gidina gayanche deosades. Chisanti papa shava, and dangazu deva long jet di matu minua dinesa, manzu gidina da chicken. ジャマニジャコムシでギディナ考えちゃじゃ、ジェネサムタン考えちゃにゃ手で覚えるしでは、先輩が、サムの4シギルは。なんとれ、デワニはで、サチギデワンまでしん、ギュドンまでまでしん、なんとれ、デワヨマルはだ、ニョエ、メアルは。じゃなんだ、ジャマニジャコのギュドンまでギュンだ、ディ、チグドリアゲ、パンコードサムタンでディ、ラレンタイムサムタンまでな、ディパンコードサムビドリアゲ、
Hearing this, hearing that, the happiness that we have only ever experienced is that of contaminated happiness. Happiness that always leads to ever more suffering, the suffering of transient pleasure. Hearing that we've only ever experienced this, and we have no experience of uncontaminated happiness, happiness which lasts, stable, unchanging, is an important understanding to come to because it gives rise to the wish for liberation, the wish for lasting, stable happiness. But there is a doubt that may follow from this, thinking that if I turn away from worldly mundane happiness, longing for something that I've never experienced, I'm not going to experience any happiness between now and then. My suffering is going to get worse. So such a doubt may well arise.
So, ね、なんで、ではディレやがよです。いなたがのそれディやがで目ばさ、なんずでぎゅうどんがてがずべじたん、まずかんがてでだでね、ふれしゃで、で、てすがずディべじたん、ロンチュゴです。いなべやごしゅうれたディレやがちよまず、ん、ディんがすん、ディどんだけらやぎてちゃんじゃんぎどんだら、あね、たびしゃやぎどんだるべじ、え、ちやがりきょまです。たがのずぎ、ねが、なんずディてはディべじたん、べじたんロンチュ。ディレやからたまさん、ディ、てんぶよまるディでは、ちゅうちゅうまとよ、ディレではやがちゅ、ディやがでとぐどせんべがやがとべやぎどんだら、まずべじしゅうごれやしで。せさんディ、べじゅうたんぎたんぎら、あね、やがちらやぎどんだら、まずべじたんごれす。べじしゅうごたびしゅうごれす。まと、やがでたびしゃさん
If one is coming to such an understanding, that is mistaken. Not for a moment is it said that one shouldn't make use of everything that's around us. Because whilst all that's around us has come from causes, and those causes are contaminated, and therefore they themselves will not, the utilizing of them cannot lead to lasting stable happiness, or cannot lead directly to the experience of lasting stable happiness, uncontaminated happiness, there is no fault in utilizing them. So we utilize all the resources of our world. This is fine. There's no problem with this at all. Here we are focusing on transforming our inner world, our mind. So what we're trying to change here is how we relate to the resources in the world, to our material possessions, to the things that people enjoy in the world, that strive for in the world. What we're trying to change is not whether we utilize them, but how we relate to them. We need to transform what it is we are striving to achieve. Not striving to achieve mere worldly pleasure and comfort. We can utilize worldly pleasure and comfort, but this shouldn't be what we hope for, what we long for, what takes up our mental energy, our mental space, our way of thinking. Temporarily utilizing them is fine. There's no fault with this. But we must not allow ourselves to be deceived by temporary happiness. We must no longer allow ourselves to be deceived thinking that the achievement of worldly pleasure is something worthy of longing for and striving for. We should develop more of an indifference, more of a sense of indifference towards the attainment of worldly pleasures through having our attention focused on achieving a goal of great meaning, uncontaminated happiness. Happiness that is uncontaminated and is experienced with liberation.
This is an important point to have clear, because there are beings who have
significantly less worldly pleasures than us. And it's not that they're in a better situation than we are. We can look at an extreme and think of hell beings who experience no pleasure at all. It's not that they're in a better place than we are for transforming themselves. So the meaning of realizing true sufferings is to understand that our aggregates, as well as what we utilize in the world, are contaminated. And therefore, in the nature of suffering, the reason they're contaminated is because of the causes that led to them. Thereby, we realize that worldly happiness is unreliable, it's unworthy of our time and our energy, but moreover, there is something better to be achieved, uncontaminated aggregates. And in order to achieve them, though, we need to utilize what we have at our disposal. These aggregates, despite being contaminated, or the resources that we make use of, despite being contaminated, we need to utilize them well in order to achieve a state of freedom where we have uncontaminated aggregates. The way, though, that we utilize what is contaminated, our aggregates and the resources around us, this needs to be infused with wisdom so that we are no longer deceived by our contaminated aggregates and contaminated resources, believing that they are the best that we can have.
And dunga denba yinba ni saha kukuri es, chizina, deha koba yinna, an dele tardu ke samba te ki tukuri es, chizina, dunga denba yu, kunjun denba karijinba jeba chege samla ligiri es, deneki ligiri es, deni za shingwa de kichin bori, chizina, dada ngaranzu le, gari kyun yore se, ngaranzu ki dunga denba ha mo kwa se, digi kyun chasa, digi laba chingwa res, chizina, yu yu dunga dan, chaba dushi dunga ha kukuri ma res, chizina, di notu chimbo chato yore es, Dini
Hopefully now it's really clear that through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on the body, one comes to realize true sufferings. And this is so important because it's through realizing true sufferings that we are led to seek out the origin of our suffering. And this then takes us so much closer to giving rise to a genuine wish to achieve liberation and to genuinely strive to achieve liberation. So the reason again that Buddha Shakyamuni taught true sufferings first amongst the Four Noble Truths and amongst his teachings is so that we can come to realize suffering, come to know suffering. And in particular for us, we need to realize the suffering of transient happiness. Come to see that there is no pleasure in cyclic existence. The achieving of mundane successes, having things go our way, having people agree with us, all these little pleasures that we desire so, they are without essence and not worthy of our time and energy. But we can utilize these aggregates, these contaminated aggregates and resources, but rather to strive for something better. So this is what needs to be known, true sufferings. With known meaning, it leads to a transformation in how we relate to the world. And then in dependence on this, we'll strive to come to recognize true origins and abandon them in order to achieve freedom, liberation.
And then, tiyang ar tu lu ti kichi kichi kyuwa chi tu en si duwa jina da ar tu lu tuye de du china ane me ingan ma du le ke yan re de ne ke yu di ka da de jin sam ba na chin chin ne je le da a me gi chi ka cha sam gi ong gi ju de ju de ne si ji sa de ne yin za le da nyu mo gi chi che ru de ne da da ar tu phung bo di gi de la ya bo gi ne mi du le da nyu mo ong ཁྱི lui de memba da tengi lui kidi na ne na sa mayon wa lui de kanga ma che ba lui ya bo gyu ya bo de ne ndruk tin lui de kar re lab na da nga ju ge sa ji ge da jan ji sen ba da kon ju ge ku lui de ge da gyu ya bo le tin ju ba re lui de le de ne ane ne na sa da de ne ge kanga ya me re che sa lui de gi shan le ya pan ba ka de ju na ju tu bo re nga ra su lui de gi
Then how I encourage you to engage in this meditation is that we need to focus on coming to understand suffering. So the suffering of physical and mental pain, we have some understanding of, but we need to take that deeper. And certainly the suffering of transient happiness, this largely eludes us. And because it does, we do see samsara as a place where pleasure is to be found. We don't see it yet as an unbearable prison. But through meditating well on suffering, we will understand this. We will come to see that our body, our aggregates, are the basis upon which we experience suffering. And as long as we have such aggregates, we will only suffer. We will experience not a moment of peace. All happiness we have is in the nature of suffering, and peace eludes us. Therefore, our body remains an illustration of all pervasive suffering, the third type. Then we reflect, come to this understanding through reflecting on the specific and general characteristics. Impermanent is a key characteristic to meditate on, as well as suffering. Meditate on impermanence, coming to see that our body is unstable, unreliable, and will decline, and decline further than we are. Our ability to practice thereby, to transform ourselves, is running out. And when we reflect here on suffering, we need to reflect primarily on the causes. Because it's through reflecting on the causes that we understand suffering in relation to the body, in particular, that more specifically, it's in the nature of suffering because of its causes. So we spoke about the causes of the physical body, as well as of our consciousness entering into the physical body, and why both of these streams are contaminated, and thereby the result is contaminated and in the nature of suffering. So that was mentioned in detail before, so I don't need to mention it further. But through understanding this well, we understand why there is all the suffering in the world that there is. From the great suffering, such as with the pandemic or the climate emergency, to subtler suffering, physical discomfort, all mental discomforts, it comes about because the aggregates are contaminated. The causes that have led to them are contaminated. So this is what we have to come to realize. Thereafter, we reflect that it doesn't have to be like this. There are beings in a completely different situation. Arya Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, their bodies, their aggregates, are no longer contaminated. They are uncontaminated because the causes that led to their attainment are uncontaminated. Therefore, they are free of all forms of suffering, no matter how slight. And this is because the causes for suffering have been eradicated, and thereby they experience only lasting, stable happiness. Thereafter, we turn our attention to others. We first reflect on ourselves, then we go to others, reflecting on those who have uncontaminated bodies, those who have attained freedom. Then we further look at others, at all other samsaric beings, those other humans who are in the same position as us for the same reasons, those in the lower realms whose experiences of suffering are so much worse than ours, and even in the God realms, where they are experiencing so much more happiness, but that happiness too is transient in the nature of suffering. And this then leads us to the realization of true sufferings, leads us to realize that samsara in its entirety is in the nature of suffering, and therefore it needs to be abandoned. And this leads us ever closer to the realization of definite emergence. So this is how I encourage you to engage in this meditation. And next week, we'll take it further and look at the second close placement of mindfulness, and how through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on feelings, we come to realize true origins. Thank you very much.